Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my best Havara and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
And you are my best Haver as well, meaning male friend, and Havara means female friend.
And of course, Havarim is plural, meaning friends.
Which is why you often open the program with Shalom Havarim, because you out there are our friends and all part of the body of Christ. But if you are not, you can fix that tonight. So, all Hebrew words ending in I-M or im makes it plural. Now, with that said, let us petition God for his blessing tonight.
Okay. Abba, Father, tada for your beautiful language of perfection, and it is our true desire to glorify you in all things. May your mercies upon us endure forever while we push through the darkness that envelops us. We continue to plead for your relentless tugging on the hearts of our unsaved loved ones, and with miracles of healing on those afflicted within your church. Protect President Trump, and may he do what is right according to thy will. We humbly ask this in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. We are continuing in Matthew 24, but first we will discuss some news items that affects the body of Christ, as in our government, because within 1 hour, President Trump will give his State of the Union address.
He has a lot to brag about.
He does. So therefore, we pray that his words tonight reflect a humble spirit.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, he had a good message in Davos, Switzerland, at that World Forum meeting. He stayed on script, which is not his preferred manner, but did say what seemed to be appealing, even though he did say to all those globalists that America came first. However, this time he added, first but not alone.
That was a perfect thing to say.
I know. And he never belittled any country, just encouraged them to follow our example and that we are open for business. Then, back in Washington, he revealed a plan on immigration that is turning out to be very generous for the Democrats and their DACA dreamers. Some of his real base conservatives do feel it's a little too generous.
Yeah, but it also included funding of $25 billion for a security wall slash border.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. However, the Democrats don't want to negotiate on anything except a clean or single bill to address DACA alone. But President Trump won't have that.
Yeah, well, it's the art of the deal, you know.
Yes, right. Meanwhile, the Mueller investigation continues. He's requesting to interview President Trump, who seems pretty willing, and that could be because if he does refuse, Mueller could have a grand jury subpoena him.
Yeah, you know, that's where his lawyer couldn't be with him.
That's right. So meeting with Mueller privately is the best way, with his lawyer sitting right next to him. You know, the FBI can be sneaky, and they're going to try to trap him on perhaps another incident other than colluding with Russia, which at this point seems to be dead in the water.
But there is that memo.
There is. They are calling it a memo because it's only 4 pages, which will be exposing a high degree of bias in the FBI, in the higher ranks of the FBI, and a possible illegally obtained FISA warrant, which did enable the NSA under Obama to heavily spy on the Trump campaign in 2016. So, add to that those very damaging texts that I reported on last week between the two FBI adulterers, showing their obvious disdain and desire to take down Trump while at the same time exonerating Hillary. It's just a mountain of corruption. It's being exposed.
Yeah, do you think the public will ever be able to read it?
The memo, yeah, probably. I think so. President Trump is reviewing it right now with a probability that he will release it to the public. And just yesterday, after the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, read it on Sunday, he immediately told his deputy director, Andrew McCabe, to resign over his obvious involvement in high-level corruption.
Now, you know, someday this will all be in a movie.
I know, totally.
With that said, there always has been corruption, and, you know, it will turn until Jesus finally returns and governs.
You are very right about that. It will continue. And we know for sure that after the rapture, the Antichrist will govern as it was during the Roman rule when Jesus was here the first time. The Roman Empire was extremely corrupt and, in fact, even openly bragged about being so. And history will be repeating itself, but this time King Jesus will annihilate it forever. His first coming had to be for the shedding of his blood for the whole world, for salvation to those who embrace it.
It's soon coming to an end.
Yes. The many signs are here, especially concerning Israel. As in the covenant agreement of Daniel 9:27, we talk about it a lot, but Jared Kushner is diligently working on it. And we are just waiting to see what they will do about Jerusalem. Now, last week, even the king of Jordan told the Palestinians that they will have to fall in line or lose its millions of dollars. Of course, we won't know about Jerusalem till probably late summer, I'm guessing, because they're going to save that those negotiations for last.
Yeah. You have some news on Russia, I believe?
I do. Prime Minister Netanyahu met with Putin yesterday, where Putin inferred that he would help Israel by doing his best to rid Syria of all Iranian presence.
Wow, that is huge.
Well, it is if he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there is a lot of backdoor meetings going on, especially with the new government of Saudi Arabia. And then Egypt is along with them, standing with Israel. Because, as I said before, they, Saudi Arabia, who are the Sunnis, they really hate Iran, who are Shia. So this fits very nicely with Daniel 9:27 as well, and 1 Thessalonians 5, which I think you should read. But first let me remind everyone that when the idiomatic word they or them is used, it is referring to the unrighteous and not the bride.
Right.
So could you read that, hon?
1 Thessalonians 5:1-5. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them.
Them, not us.
As labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape.
They.
And they shall not escape.
That's right.
But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day.
Amen. And that is their goal, to be able to at least utter the words, peace and security. Now, it's important to note, just because Russia will be pushing Iran to back out of Syria, they know it's only temporary till the timing is right, because we also know that during the tribulation, they will join up again to fulfill Ezekiel 38. And even the Palestinians are feeling the squeeze now with the new crown prince, as I said, of Saudi Arabia. And also the Secretary General of the Muslim World League has not only openly recognized the Holocaust, but prior to last Saturday's Remembrance Day, the Muslim general stated that the Holocaust was an incident that shook humanity to the core.
You know, that's unprecedented.
It really is. And Palestinian Abbas is actually pretty furious over it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that very distressing comment made by good old John Kerry?
Yeah, that is frightening. What he recently said to a Palestinian spokesman, and by the way, before I tell you what it is, this is being reported in many news outlets, including the Jerusalem Post. And Kerry so far has not himself refuted it, although I suspect he will. But it is being reported that he told Hussein Agha to tell his boss, Mahmoud Abbas, to hold steadfast and play for time and do not yield to Trump's demands. Because there is a good chance that within a year, Trump would not be in the White House. That's crazy.
Well, you know, that's an amazing thing to say, especially to the enemy of our ally.
I know. You know, the wicked really are trying to oust President Trump.
Maybe even assassinate him.
Yeah, right. And, of course, if they do that, that would definitely cause a civil war. But I guess that's just what the New World Order wants.
Well, chaos, you know. Okay, well, we welcome your comments, and you can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, and be sure to leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and very much appreciated. And we will include you in our mailings. We send out our updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Ta-da, my dear.
Ta-da.
And we will be at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio, this Friday at 7 p.m. Okay, Matthew in Hebrew means gift of the Lord. And we are in chapter 24, looking at it through Jewish eyes, since Jesus was Jewish and was prophesying to the Jews, particularly the end of days Jews.
Yeah, you know, but they don't read the New Testament.
Good point. So, let me say that today, some actually are, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to point out that when verse 15 in Matthew 24, that I'll read in a minute, comes to reality, the Jews by this time will have recognized their Messiah from the war of Ezekiel 38. So then they will devour the New Testament, especially since the book of Matthew comes first, and who outlines everything about who Christ was, is, and returning again as their king.
So you left off last week, I think, in verse 13. How about a quick summary of the first 12 verses?
Okay. Just prior in chapter 23, we read how Jesus called the scribes and the Pharisees hypocrites and vipers. And at the close of chapter 23, we see Jesus lamenting over Jerusalem because they just would not listen to the prophets. And in fact, they even killed many of them. Then he gives his close disciples some inside information, beginning with the soon destruction of the temple. And then, by verse 3, moved quickly into a future time, just prior to his return to rule as king.
And you know, the first and number one sign is deception.
Yes, and boy, we see that big time. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it a lot. In fact, I heard another teacher say, how concerned we are about weapons of mass destruction, when really we should be concerned over weapons of mass deception.
Yeah, ain't that the truth for sure?
I know. And you know what? Another word comes to my mind is infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
This is the major tactic of Satan. He has his workers who pretend to be one thing and, by the way, are exceptionally good at it, but inside are devious, chaotic dividers in all governments and all religions, including evangelicals.
Ravenous wolves in sheep clothing.
Also, Jesus said that he said it himself in Matthew chapter 7. Okay, then, Matthew 24, verses 5 through 11, he gives other signs happening simultaneously. And then we see in verse 12 that he adds that lawlessness will abound and the love for each other will grow cold. Today, it's the all about me syndrome. This is even more prevalent during the first half of the tribulation. But again, we are seeing foreshadows of all of this right now. And in verse 13, he said, again, these are Jesus' words, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now let me stop there and show you that the word saved here is sozo, and it's not a salvation saved, although they will be. But this word denotes safety and that they remain alive to enter the millennial kingdom, which is a tall order. And, of course, they're called the tribulation saints. Now, those who endure spiritually but are killed or martyred, their spirits Revelation 6, join the others waiting under the altar in heaven until the tribulation is over, and then given new resurrected bodies, and return with us as immortals to earth with Jesus to set up his kingdom. Now, they cannot be the bride because we have already had our wedding, but rather a separate group who will be in the kingdom. But they'll be in there more in a serving capacity, and I have scripture to support this. But first, let's look at the function of the bride during the kingdom. Actually, we are his wife by this time, and in Revelation 5, 9, and 10, here we are in heaven, and we see Jesus take the scroll containing the sealed judgments. Then we sing a new song using these words, and I quote, "And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Close quotes. And of course, that's alongside King Jesus. However, the martyred saints are described a little differently in Revelation 7, 9 through 17, as those who are washed, wearing white robes, and who will suffer no more. And even John asks in Revelation 7, 13, who are they? And then John is told, and I'm going to quote this, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them." Revelation 7, 14 and 15. So there's a little bit different role. We're going to rule and reign, and they're going to more be in a servant capacity. But they'll be very happy to be there, believe me. Anyway, these saints will have suffered greatly. And actually, death will be a blessing. Therefore, they will be immortal when they return to earth. And the righteous who make it through alive will remain in mortal bodies during the millennial kingdom. So let's continue in Matthew 24. And we're not going to get through a lot tonight, but that's why we're going to take our time and continue on next week. And maybe the week after, we'll see. But I don't want to leave anything out in these verses. So in Matthew 24, verse 14, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached." Now, let me stop there. Notice it's not the same gospel of the spiritual kingdom inside of us right now. But then they will preach, rather, the gospel of the literal kingdom coming on the earth. So let me say it again. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end," or the conclusion of the tribulation, "will come. It's during the last half of the tribulation that the 144,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel, who are sealed with divine protection," Revelation 7, "will travel to all the rest of the world," still what's left, that is, "and that will not be America," according to Jeremiah 30:11, "but they're going to give the gospel of the coming kingdom. And as well, many in the distant countries will have dreams and visions of Jesus, as we are already seeing happening today as a foreshadow," Joel 2. So let me be clear, contrary to what some are saying. You know, that today's gospel has to be preached in all the world before the rapture comes? Well, that's just not the case. This scripture will be fulfilled in the last half of the tribulation. The 144,000 will be witnessing in Israel and the close surrounding areas during the first half. And when the Jews flee Jerusalem, as we read in verse 16 in a minute, Then they will leave the area as well to preach in other nations. Okay, let's finish up here with verses 15 and 16. Quote, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, and then then Jesus says, whoever reads, let him understand this, okay? And he goes on, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, I think it's very interesting that John emphasizes Jesus' words that whoever reads, you better understand. So, obviously, this verse is very important, that you understand it. In other words, study and search out what Daniel spoke concerning the abomination of desolation. Now, we know Daniel, in chapter 11, prophesied what Antiochus Epiphanes, who is a type of the Antichrist, would later do. Now, don't forget, Daniel prophesied before Antiochus Epiphanes came on the scene, who is the type of the Antichrist. And anyway, he prophesied what would happen later. And we know the story of Hanukkah. The abomination of desolation is the defilement of the temple with the false god of Baal or Zeus, and demanding worship. Now we know the Antichrist will do the same. Of course, we see that in Revelation 13. So, when that happens, the Jews will flee from Judea to the mountains. Now, the question is, what mountains? Well, you know what? I think I'm going to have to save that because we are almost out of time. And I will answer that next week. And by the way, it's not what you think or have always been told. So don't miss the next lesson. It will be an eye-opener for many of you. Now, I want to remind you, if you have any questions on Matthew 24, especially on the first 16 verses, if you get them to me this week, either email or shoot me a quick note, because I get it, you know, within 24 hours, the post office is pretty quick, and I'll be sure to address it next week. Now, the question is, if you're listening out there, will you escape all these things? Luke 21 says you can. And your simple prayer will do it. So just repent and get on your knees, because it's a humbling position. And invite him into your heart. And then let him rule over your life instead of the god of this world who's ruling over it now. Because let me just tell you, if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in-between. And by the way, those who are part of the Laodicean church and who are staying lukewarm, you better get your act together now. We really are very close to his return. So, let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22 through 27. Yivarakka Adonai v'yishmerekka Ya'eh Adonai panav eleka v'yuneka Yaseh Adonai panav eleka v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. And of course, that's in Psalm 122:6. Join us next week. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.